Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Pleased to be joined this morning by one of the better football players I've ever seen play football in high school. Oh, isn't that nice to say?
Thanks, Bruce.
Oh, I'm such a kiss-up. So nice to my guest. It's Marty David joining the show. How you doing, Marty?
I'm doing good.
One of the few football players, actually, from Fairfield to play some college football.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit of college football, and played at Eureka College. Marty, of course, y'all know, is the analyst on basketball games with me at the Mules games, as well as the other Edwards County, Sisney, and Wayne City games that we cover. So Marty and I see each other occasionally, but I got to tell you, Marty, we've kind of been wrapped up in basketball. We've hardly had a chance to talk about football this year on the air, have we?
Well, you know, we didn't exactly have the greatest football season for our pro teams, you and I. You had it worse than I did.
Thanks.
But
I've had it much worse than you.
Yeah. Hey, but you had some Super Bowls in there.
Well, see, now you had a Super Bowl. All right, we'll start there. We'll start there. Did you get a chance last night? You're a Bears fan, right?
Yes.
All right. You've been a Bears fan your entire life.
Yes. I was born that way.
Raised by Stan, of course, as a Bears fan. Born in 1970, whatever.
Seven, yeah.
1977. And so you were 8 years old whenever the Bears won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Back in 1986. Do you remember any of that season?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I remember. Well, you know, because I just remember how into it my dad was, and I had, you know, my whole room was Bears. Every Christmas, I got all Bears stuff, you know, because it was just, you know, such a huge deal back then. They were so good, and, you know, it was kind of almost spoiled you when you were young, because
you're 8 years old.
They were so good.
They win.
I was like, oh, this happens every year where, you know, we get excited about the Bears, and they're good, and you grow up and find out it's not the case.
It's been 30 years since they won a Super Bowl.
Yes, and that's the only one they've won.
Well, you know, that's... it's been, at least you have a team. Let's put it that way.
Thank God I'm a Cardinals fan, too.
No kidding. All right, so the big show last night on ESPN was the 30 for 30 for the Bears.
Yeah, on the 85.
You were able to watch it.
Yep.
Give me the Marty David review of the 30 for 30. Did it show everything you wanted them to show? Did they leave anything out? I watched about 10 minutes of it, and I'll tell you what I... The 10 minutes I watched, I thought was a little disappointing, but I'll tell you why after you give me your full thing.
Well, and I've seen, you know...
You've been a fan of the Bears.
Seen tons of stuff on that team that season. But
was there anything new last night?
Yeah, well, the new thing last night was Buddy Ryan was part of it.
Oh, really?
And he really hasn't, you know, he's not that type of a guy.
He hasn't participated.
Not quite like his sons, where they like kind of the media a little bit. So, he really hasn't done... Of course, and it was... That team was kind of bittersweet for him as well. The you know the Bears and them parted, and he and Ditka really didn't get along at all. But he was part of that last night, and he's still alive. He's had a few strokes, and he's not, you know, he's still
able to talk.
He can talk a little bit. He has like a health aid person that's with him at all times, and types out and kind of translates. So he actually wrote a letter to those 85 players. During the show last night, they showed,
no kidding.
Yeah, this girl, like he can talk a little bit. You know, he's hard to understand. They kind of had to subtitle him a little bit, but he still like Singletary went to visit him. He recognized Singletary,
sure.
And he still knew the players. He was still talking.
Well, see, back in 1986, he was not a young man.
No, yeah, I mean he was a coach in like Super Bowl II, I think,
yeah.
With the Jets and stuff.
Yeah.
So
three,
yeah. So I mean he'd been around a long time even prior to that 85 season. You know, he'd worked his way up. And so he was part of that last night. So that was really neat. And that was really kind of a neat thing there at the end. That's kind of how they ended it, was some of those defensive players trying to read that letter that he wrote to them. And, well, they, you know, all these huge, tough, you know, they were some of the toughest guys to ever play football. But they all loved Buddy. And that was pretty neat that they.
What I'm kind of interested in also, you know, you mentioned all the defensive players. They you see a lot of them if you pay any attention to Chicago media. Or attention to football media, you'll see the occasional appearance of Dan Hampton, or the occasional appearance of Richard Dent, or something like that. The one that I thought was the most athletic guy on that defense, the one you never see talked about or never shows up anywhere, is Wilbur Marshall. Did they have him on that show?
They talked about him a little bit. He was.
What's he do now?
I'm not sure what he's doing now, but yeah, he was on there a little bit last night. Of course, he got traded to Washington, I believe.
Yeah, it was Washington.
A few years after that Super Bowl season, that was the thing that team kind of just, you know, they and most of them to a man said last night if they would have kept Buddy Ryan around after that Super Bowl season, they would have all stayed, and they believe they would have won. They would have been the first team.
Well, they went 14-2 the next year,
three in a row. You know, and until that Green Bay Packers had to cheap shot Jim McMahon and body slam him into the ground, and he got hurt, and they brought in Doug Flutie and didn't do so hot in the playoffs. But they all those defensive guys said if Buddy would have stayed, we'd have won three in a row for sure.
Did Buddy? I can't recall. Did Buddy leave the team? Was he left the team on his own volition, or did he and Ditka just didn't get along? And this was, did he leave after the Super Bowl immediately?
He left after the Super
Bowl. He got
Bowl,
hired by Philadelphia.
Went to
just
Philadelphia. Okay. Yeah, he actually told the team in their last team meeting of Super Bowl week. He told the defensive players in that last meeting before the game. You know, they said he didn't exactly come out and say he was leaving to coach somewhere else, but they said he kind of came in the room and teared up, and they all said, you know, we never saw Buddy tear up or get that emotional. And he kind of said, you know, I love all you guys, and every one of you is my hero. And he kind of walked out, and they all were kind of looking at each other, and then they realized that maybe he was leaving, and they said Steve McMichael got up, and that's when he famously threw the chair through the chalkboard. And they said Dan Hampton took the projector and smashed it against the wall. And they said, you know, the Patriots had no chance.
I bet. Well, see, that's the other thing. Folks don't even – they very seldom talk about how poor Tony Eason took the brunt of the Bears' punishment.
They went through Tony Eason, too.
Tony lasted about a quarter.
And then they tried to bring him back in, I think, yeah. And they put him back out again. So.
And, Steve Grogan – well, that's because they knocked out Steve Grogan, too.
I was
not a Patriots fan, but I watched the Patriots quite a bit back in the gym. I liked Jim Plunkett when he played for the Patriots, and Steve Grogan took over for Plunkett, and then Tony Eason was the guy coming in to take over for Steve Grogan, and yeah, Champagne Tony was pretty much crushed Tony, Orange Crush Tony.
Yeah,
that day.
Unfortunately, though, that was 30 years ago. So I'd like to maybe.
Well, you know, the thing is, though, you should take a little bit of not pride since you weren't there, but take a little bit of joy in that this team is still looked at, considered one of the very best teams of the last 50-60 years.
I think so. You know, and I've paid attention to football since I was born, and I think they're definitely one of the greatest.
Let me tell you what disappointed me. I was flipping through. I was flipping around. I was watching a hockey last night, and I didn't get a chance to see. So when I flipped over, it was like three quarters of the way through the show, and they were showing the locker room after the game. I was disappointed they spent any time at all, but they spent some, and I don't know how much they ended up spending on Walter Payton's disappointment of not getting a score.
Yeah, they dealt with that a little bit, and.
How hard did that hit Walter?
It hit him pretty hard. They just won a Super Bowl, and he was in a broom closet crying.
Yeah,
and was very frustrated. You know, if you don't know the story, Coach Ditka didn't really get him a touchdown. McMahon rushed for two that game, but they also had McMahon explaining both times McMahon scored. They were like, you know, from the 2 yard line, but they were option plays.
Yeah,
and one of them they showed the replay. McMahon said, the whole Patriots defense was keying on Walter the entire game. And he said, I was getting, you know, it was a pitch. It could have been a pitch to Walter, but he said he had two guys out there waiting on him, which they showed it. So McMahon just cut up and went in. The other time, the first option was William Perry was in the backfield.
Yeah.
And he said that time the hole was huge. And he said, so I just gave him the ball.
Well, Perry didn't touch anybody.
And he fell. Yeah.
And yeah, he fell into the end zone.
So both times McMahon had the option. He's like, now, maybe thinking back, if I'd have known that we were going to come out of the game as early as we did, I would have probably tried to force one to Walter, but then, you know, later in the game, they also handed one off to, you know, Perry and so Walter never got his touchdown. And some of the players were split. Some of the defensive guys kind of blamed Ditka. Ditka swears up and down that it just did not come into his mind that he needed to get Walter a touchdown. Some guys say that's, you know, iffy that you're the head coach. He's the greatest player ever. You should have known to get him in a touchdown, especially after the years that he just got beat up when the Bears were bad.
Yeah.
Because he had been there, you know, that was towards the end of his career.
Yeah.
So.
What, did he play like one more year after that, or was that it?
No, he played like.
A couple?
Yeah, two or three more after that.
Well, he was going after the record at the end. He was going after, well, he was he'd probably already had it and was setting it higher and higher at that point. But yeah, but what a player.
Yeah, and that was one thing that I took away from it last night. Some people say that's the greatest defense ever, and those defensive guys believe they were the greatest defense ever. But to a man, every one of them on that documentary last night, they all talked about Walter, and they all talked about he's the greatest football player we've ever seen. You know, they said every day in practice he would tell us to bring it, you know, that he wanted full go practice all the time, you know, and he's going against probably the best defense ever. Yeah. And in practice he didn't let up a bit. Every one of those defensive guys said that Walter was the greatest player they ever saw.
So you'll watch it again sometime? Or
yes.
Best 30 for 30 ever?
To me it is so far. Yeah, I don't know. There's been some really, really good ones. I like that. Probably one of my favorite ones was on the Little League Baseball team. Oh, what was it, back in the 70s?
It was the 80s. It was
the 80s, the early
80s. The one from Washington.
Yeah, that beat the was it Taiwan that year?
I had the big pitcher.
Yeah. That was
the big
blonde
head picture. The Brooks, what the heck is that?
Yeah, I can't think of his name. That was one of my favorite ones, was the Little League one. But that Bears one, I'm biased, of course, but that was one of my favorites.
I'm talking with Marty David. We're going to get to the Super Bowl in a few minutes, and also try to help people figure out how much money they're going to win this weekend, if they did that kind of thing. We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW FM after these.
Your city, you did it all and more, broke every law except for one, babe. Attraction, are you ready? I know you feel it, pull you nearer till you feel it again. Oh, wanna do something right, but we could do something better. There ain't no time like tonight, and we ain't trying to save it for later. Stay out here living the life, yeah. Nobody cares who we are tomorrow, Mona. Got that little something I like, the little something I've been wanting to borrow. Tonight's the night, come on, surrender. I won't lead your love astray.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. That is Marty David. Hope you're enjoying your morning. It's 9:26, 36 degrees outside. All right, Marty, we're going to put our commitments out there out there into the ether. People are going to know exactly what we say, what we think about this game.
Okay.
I already said it earlier, basically. I think Carolina's a 5.5-point favorite. This is for all the degenerate gamblers out there. And, you know, and I got to tell you, if you're listening, folks, I mean degenerate gambler in the best way possible. You take that right, don't you?
Sure. Yeah.
In the best way possible. It's a term of endearment because I kind of feel like one from time to time.
There's a reason Gonzaga playing San Francisco at 10 o'clock on a Monday night's an exciting game.
That's exactly right. According to Vegas Insider, Carolina is a 5.5-point favorite to beat the Denver Broncos this Saturday or this Sunday. What do you think about that line? Who are you picking, and what do you think about
that? I'm picking Carolina, and I believe they will cover. That's the route I'm leaning right now.
That's basically what I've decided to. But I'm not betting. You know, I don't bet football.
I mean, I'm like a lot of people that are impartial in this game. I think it'd be a great story and a great ending for Peyton Manning. I don't have any ill towards Peyton, even though he did beat the Bears in 2006. But
sound like you still have ill will towards Peyton.
You know, it's kind of our fault.
Was that Super Bowl 40? I guess it was.
It was 06, yeah. So, yeah, it would have been.
So that was the one that started out with Hester running back the kickoff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Is anybody still playing from that team? Hester still around? He's not still around, is he?
He was with Atlanta.
Last year? I don't know if he was this year or not.
I'd have to think about that. I can't.
Not too many guys the last 10 years. Peyton Manning has, of course, 15 or whatever.
Yeah.
18. But, okay, so nothing against Peyton Manning, right?
No. And I think it'd be if the Broncos won. I know I've got some good friends that are big, huge Broncos fans. I know Bill Hefner is one of my good friends.
I've got a brother and my three nephews are big Broncos fans.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. From where
they live in Colorado.
Yeah, so Chelsea's family lives in Denver. They're all big Broncos fans. So It wouldn't.
I feel bad that their dreams and hopes will be crushed on Sunday.
Yes, I think they will be. I think the Carolina will win, and that's Ron Rivera as a coach, so he could be one.
Did they talk to Rivera on that show?
They did not. He was not on it at all.
Really? Well, so, he didn't play. He didn't start.
He didn't start, but he was on the team, so he could be one of those.
Speaking of Super Bowl coaches, did they talk to Jeff Fisher?
No, he was not on there either.
Really?
No, he was not on there a bit. So, but Rivera could be one of those guys that won a Super Bowl as a player, and then he has a chance now as a coach.
There aren't that many. The over-under for the game is 45.5. That's a little bit more of a tricky bet than the other one.
I'd stay away from that, but if I was going to take it, I'd probably take the over. But Denver's, obviously got the number one defense, but I think there'll be some points put up in that game, so I would take the over if I was taking something there.
Well, I would probably, I don't know. The way Carolina scores, the question is, will Denver be able to score, to me?
I believe so. Even though Denver's got the number one defense, you think it'd be the...
I think Carolina's going to score, but I don't know if they'll get enough to get to 45, because I don't think Denver's going to score more than 10 points at all. So I don't know. I'd take the under personally if I was betting it. But like I said, I don't.
That's why those guys in Vegas know what they're doing.
That's exactly. Well, you see that you know that they know what they're doing when you look at the, say for instance this week, Illinois plays Rutgers right in basketball, and Illinois for some reason, I know why, it's because Rutgers is so bad. Illinois is picked as a 6-point favorite, and it goes to over. They're tied. Goes to overtime, right? They're tied. Goes to second overtime, right? They're tied.
Yeah.
Goes to the third overtime. Illinois covers in the third overtime. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I guess it's good to be lucky. Prop bets. One of the more interesting ones that I know. Now, when I call it a prop bet, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about proposition bet. It's folks will gamble on various different things at the ball game. How long will it take Lady Gaga to sing the United States National Anthem? You can bet on that. Have you ever bet on that?
Yes, I have.
Do you win?
Yeah, I've won like the last 2 years on it. So,
the thing is, they come very close on it, too.
It's always close. It's always close. And then it has to be by the time, the last note.
Does it start when the singer starts singing, or does it start when the music starts?
No, it says on there from her first note to her last note, or whoever's singing it. And so if they carry out that last note, a long time, that all counts.
And
so
it's Lady Gaga. Personally, if you having performed the national anthem many thousands of times and rehearsed it many thousands of times in my lifetime, your perfect national anthem takes about a minute and 6 minutes. 8 minutes, 10 seconds, somewhere between a minute 5 and a minute 10, depending on the speed of the director. Singers like to go a little longer than that,
especially when they're at Super Bowl and they know the millions are watching.
The average length of the last 10 national anthems, do you want to know this before you make the bet?
Yes.
This would be helpful to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
The average length of the last 10 national anthems has been a minute and 57.
Okay.
Which seems long to me, but that's but the Lady Gaga number is set at 2 minutes, 20 seconds.
That seems long, but I don't know. And she's one of them that, as far as I don't know if she's ever sang it before.
Well, you listen to Lady Gaga sing.
Well, that's the thing.
If you listen to her songs,
her styles are so different.
Yeah, she doesn't. She never really has any long ballads type of songs. I'd almost take the under on that, but that's just a suggestion to you. I wouldn't tell Linda.
Oh, Chelsea is the national anthem expert, so she's usually giving me.
She may be the Lady Gaga expert.
She is. She knows more about Lady Gaga than I do. So we'll have to see what she thinks about that too. The 2 minutes and 20 seconds, because that does seem a little.
Well, So then, are you going to place anything on that?
I probably will. Yeah, just something small, just for the fun of it. So you got one right off the bat. You can. Before the game even starts, you get a win.
And and when he says he's doing these, you've got an account with a legal online betting system that does this.
Yes, yeah,
exactly right. This is all legal. What we're talking about, for those of you, for folks who think we're the degenerates, we we might be. there are the amazing thing to me about Super Bowls is how many different things you can talk about. The over, well, not the over under. Here's one of the prop bets. Will Peyton Manning announce his retirement in the post game interview? Yes is +500. No is -1,000.
That's why, yeah.
So if you bet, so for to be -1,000, you'd have to, if you bet no, you'd have to bet $1,000 to win $100.
Yeah.
So you'd get $1,100 back.
Yeah. And to the
versus the yes, if you bet $100, you win $5,000.
So basically, $500. They're saying him saying yes, he's retiring is the long shot.
That's correct.
So yeah, because I would find that hard to believe that. Right there in the post game, he's going to say, because especially Peyton, you know, he calculates everything he does and says.
Well, the thing is, how much of a post game interview is he going to have if they get drilled by like 20 or 30 points?
Yeah.
Too?
Yeah. And if they get beat, I'm.
And if he throws four or five picks.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not. So that's why that one's $1,000 for the yes.
You know, the interesting prop, and I haven't seen it, there's like 50 props on here, but this one's not there. The interesting prop might be. Will Brock Osweiler come into the ball game and replace Peyton Manning at any point?
That would be a good one because that's a chance, you know. And they always have they'll be like, you know, how many times will they show like Eli in the stands during the game?
Yeah.
You know? Or how many times will the announcer, you know, say this or that, you know? Or
well, yeah, we've got those too. Will Peyton Manning be seen crying at any point during the entire broadcast?
So that would include post game.
This one, yeah, this one is even a longer shot. This is $1,200 to win $100.
That he will cry.
That is the no.
Oh, $1,200
for no, and yes, one, you bet $100 to win $600.
See, that one might almost be worth taking a little risk on the yes. You know, maybe he gets his win, and he knows in his mind that that's his last game. They get a win, he might, you know, tear up a little bit there at the as he's getting the Lombardi trophy
on the podium. Well, how do you tell though? I mean, how do you tell if the guy's crying if he dabs his eyes? I mean, that's the other thing. How do you know?
No, that's Cam Newton that dabs, Bruce.
We've got one of those too. That's the next one. How many times will dab or dabbing be said by the announcers during the broadcast?
Who are the – it's on CBS.
It's on CBS, so it's Phil Simms and Jim Nance. The over is it's even money on the over, by the way.
Okay.
Even money on the over. The over is two. The number is set at two. So will the announcers use the term dab or dabbing twice or more or less during the broadcast?
Oh, that's a tough one, too. I would say under.
I'd almost say under, too. That's what they're suggesting here.
I doubt Phil Bet Simms is going to, you know, talk about
I don't
about,
think Phil Simms would.
He never dabbed too much during his playing days.
Well, you see, that's the thing. Phil Simms, you know, is, as an announcer, may not have the best reputation, let's put it that way, as a good announcer. And
Jim Nance I like too,
but Phil Simms has as much credit in the Super Bowl as anybody. The guy still holds the record for the highest throwing percentage. He completed like 23 out of 25 passes or some crazy number. So he's got the cred. How many times will Cam Newton do the open shirt Superman motion during the game? The number here is set at 2.5, and it's even.
I would probably have to go under on that as well. Because I don't, you know, he usually only does that when he scores a touchdown, and I would think maybe.
The suggestion here is over. It's because it's predicated on the Panthers winning, but come on, it's his signature move.
Yeah, I know. I just thought maybe you didn't know exactly how he was going to celebrate after each touchdown, depending on how many he gets.
Here's the easiest one, because I heard him talking about it on the Dan Patrick Show. If Steph Curry is shown on television during the broadcast, what will he be wearing? He basically said what he's going to be wearing on the broadcast on the show.
Well, he had been wearing like the Panthers jersey.
He's a Carolina fan. He's from Carolina.
Yeah, that's where his dad played basketball for the.
He went
Hornets.
To school there, Davidson.
I'm assuming
personalized Carolina Steph Curry jersey is even money, 1-1. No jersey is 2-1. Cam Newton jersey is 3-1, or any other Carolina jersey is 5-1.
I would think he's wearing a Cam jersey, but I didn't hear him on Dan Patrick. So
he said he's not wearing a jersey. He says he's wearing some kind of over under shirt or under Armour shirt, as has been creative just for him.
Oh, well, okay.
So that makes that bet easy, okay. Unless he changes his mind. That's the thing. Folks can always change their mind on what shirt they're going to wear. Yeah. I love this one. Will CBS referee expert Mike Carey be wrong about a challenge?
That's I'd say yes on that.
That's a yes or a no. Actually, you have to bet $100 to win $110 on the yes.
Okay.
If you bet $100, if you bet on the no, yeah, it's $100 to win $150.
Yeah,
no, $150. Pardon me, $150 to win $100. My bad. So
I would think he would. They don't seem to know half the time. It's hard to tell what the rule is and what the rule isn't, even with the experts.
Will the Panthers player who scores their first touchdown give the football to a boy or to a girl? The boy is minus 200. The girl is plus 150. So that means...
Not surprising that it's that big of a difference.
Well, they think that more boys go to the games.
That's probably true. Yeah.
Is the thought process. But you know, if you're getting seats that low, I don't think... I bet you it's closer to 50%, but I don't know. You're looking at $1,000, $2,000 a ticket. I haven't heard how much the tickets are costing this year.
No, I haven't either. I haven't looked either.
You going to go?
No, no. I'd love to go to San Francisco and be at a Super Bowl, but no, I'm not gonna spend that kind of money for these two teams.
What's the over-under on how many times the Golden Gate Bridge is shown during the broadcast?
Three to four, maybe?
I can't imagine the over-under is set at 0.5.
Oh, wow.
At less than one. I can't imagine them doing a game out there and not showing the Golden Gate Bridge. Now, granted, it's in Santa Clara rather than in San Francisco.
That's true.
But I just can't imagine them doing the Niners hosting the game and them not showing the Golden Gate Bridge.
Well, I just think the coverage you know that I've been watching on ESPN and various networks all week, it seems like every one of them, the cutaway is to commercial, is always a shot of the bridge.
Right.
So I would think at least once or twice during the game, and then you get a chance at a – third one in there, but yeah, that might be a good over.
There you go, folks.
So they just show it once and you win.
Yeah, if you show it once, the over
does
is
it have to be during the game or
you win through you have to bet 300 to win 100.
Okay, does it have to be during the game or just
during the broadcast, which would be the game broadcast starts at like 5.
Yeah,
the game doesn't start till 5:30.
Yeah,
so the game broadcast starts at 5.
Yeah, I like that one.
We're getting Marty excited, folks. We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show after these
with first.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guest is Marty David, and we're just talking Super Bowl. We're talking football, and actually, we're talking gambling. How many times, Marty?
Topics that I do not like at all.
Nothing at all about these topics. By the way, speaking of topics that you don't like, how about that awful Blues game last night?
I know. Well, I didn't get to see much of it. I was kind of flipping back and forth.
You're fortunate.
Yeah. Just did not sound very well, especially they're just not scoring right now.
How many times will Archie Manning be shown on TV during the broadcast? See, now, this is one they have every time.
Yeah.
Every time a Manning plays.
Yeah, it seems like a lot.
Yeah, you've had, let's see, this is Peyton's fourth, and Eli's had two. So this would be, the sixth. Sixth Manning appearance in the Super Bowl. How many times?
What is it?
It's 1.5. Over and under, 1.5.
You know, and then again, it all, you know, like if the Broncos win, you would think at least once he's going to get shown.
Even if the Broncos don't win, you got to figure they're going to show him once.
Yeah, so That might be one to be a good little risk to go with the over. Because like I said,
how many times will John Elway be shown on TV during the broadcast?
That's probably got to be a little higher, isn't it?
It was 2.5.
2.5.
Says here they choose under because 3 is a lot, especially if the Broncos get behind early.
Yeah,
and they aren't going to show him if they're behind.
Yeah,
yeah. Unless he's up there guzzling and like punching things
or comes storming down onto the field or something. Yeah.
Will the announcers mention that Kubiak was John Elway's backup?
So I didn't know that.
Okay, what color will the liquid be?
I like that one.
The poured on the winning coach. Will it be orange? Orange is 5-4.
Is green the favorite?
Blue? No, orange is the favorite.
Orange is the favorite.
Yeah, green is 10-1.
Wow.
Orange is 5-4. Blue is 3-1. Clear is 4-1. And yellow is 4-1. Red 6-1. Green and purple are 10-1.
Well, you would think if it's the Broncos, they're going to find some orange Gatorade
or
Powerade, whatever. I think Gatorade's the official NFL sponsor, I believe. I'd probably go with the orange with the favorite there.
They're suggesting blue because of the value. They value the blue at 3-1.
Oh, because of your better value.
As opposed to the orange at 5-4.
Well, if I'm going value, I might go with the clear.
That's 4-1. That's a possibility because that'd be water.
Yeah.
But who knows? When they always get the Super Bowl MVP up there, it's most likely going to I don't know who it's going to be, of course. But who will the Super Bowl MVP mention first? Will it be God? Will it be his team? Will it be his city or his fans? God is 2-1. The team is 2-1. The city and the fans are 6-1. His coach is 15-2. The family is 15-1. Or does not mention anybody on the above list. Is 9-4. That's just over 2-1.
Well, you got to think if Carolina wins, the favorite to be the MVP would be Cam.
And he just had a son born. He's a brand new father.
So, yeah, so you might lean towards
family.
Family on that one. And you might lean towards family on Peyton, but
I think if they win it's got to be a defensive player, Von Miller or somebody like that.
If the Broncos win?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think if the Broncos win, probably go with God. If Carolina wins, I'd probably go family.
Which song will Coldplay play first during the halftime show? They don't even have basically the one or two Coldplay songs that I know. Yellow. They don't have Yellow on the list.
It's kind of slow.
It is slow. I only know Clocks. Clocks is at 15-2.
Clocks is a good one.
They say Fix You. They all sound the
Fix You's really slow.
They all sound the same to me. Which one's Fix You?
Fix You's like a depressing one.
the verdict here, they're saying Fix You.
I think Fix You's the one he wrote. Was it, Chelsea would be able to tell me this too. I think is that the one he wrote?
That's the one he wrote for Gwyneth Paltrow. That's right.
After her dad died, or
so do you think?
What's their new one? Is that not on there?
I don't know their new one.
Their
Adventure of a Lifetime, is that it?
I think that's their
Sky Full of Stars is old.
Yeah, that's
Clocks. Viva La Vida is old. Clocks is old. Speed of Sound's old. Head Full of Dreams, I don't know. Paradise, I don't know.
Yeah, Paradise is an older one. I think that, what was that one you said? Time of Our Life or
Adventure of a Lifetime. That's the new one.
That's the new one. I would say they'd open with that.
That's 2-1. That's not very good value.
I think that's what they'd open with, though.
That's
the one they've been playing all week on all the promos.
What color will Beyonce? I didn't know Beyonce was playing.
She's with them. She's going to come out.
She's got a song with them.
They said she was going to come out with Coldplay. So I don't.
Apparently, she does a music video where she plays with them, collaborates.
Yeah.
With Coldplay. The color of shoes are either black, gold/brown, white, silver, and gray, or any other color.
I wouldn't even. That it'd be a total.
See, this
guess.
Is one you're going to have to ask the girlfriend to help.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. How many? This is another bet you can make. How many wings will Buffalo Wild Wings sell on Super Bowl Sunday?
What's the options on that?
The over/under is 12 million.
Jeez.
Last year they didn't get that. They didn't get there. They got close.
Well, I would take the under again then.
Do you?
Especially since they're about 12 million for an order.
See, now a lot of people. A lot of people also bet heads or tails on the coin toss. place.
And I think I saw on ESPN was talking about this the other day. Right now, I think it is 25-24 over the past 49 Super Bowls.
You know, that makes sense.
That makes sense. And the girl said she has a master's, you know, in analytical science, and she said, you know, it doesn't matter. We could flip it 1,000 times, and every single time, it's still the same. Still the same odds.
50% each time.
So, yeah, that one is the definition of a toss-up.
The interesting thing, the interesting question is, you can bet 20-1. $100 to win $2,000 on whether the referee will have to redo the coin toss.
Yeah, because I've never seen a coin flip not flip
like it did in that Arizona game.
Yeah,
the Arizona Packers game.
Yeah.
So you're gonna is 20-1 not enough for you? There, it's not enough for me.
Yeah, I don't think
that doesn't happen that often.
No, I don't think that's gonna happen
because we've never seen it before.
Yeah.
Will there be a penalty for excessive celebration?
I would say no.
You see, the Panthers, you know, while they do celebrate excessively, they've learned the rules in that they can't get with a teammate.
You can't, yeah, that's the NFL rule. You can't celebrate together, you know.
And when they're handing the footballs to the kids in the stands, they've figured out not to use it a prop.
Yeah.
And I don't think I think I would bet against that. I don't think there'll be a penalty.
I don't think so. Well, Peyton Manning, you know, he likes to get overboard.
Here's an interesting one. Will either backup quarterback take a snap in the game? There's the Brock Osweiler question. Yes, if you have to pay $100 to win $200, it's 2-1. No is if you you have to pay $300 to win $100.
If I was going to take something on there, I would take the yes for the value bet there and throw a little bit out there and hoping that, yeah, one of the backups would get in.
These folks suggest no, but that doesn't I mean, that's just their suggestion. They've got some cross sport prop bets like
the NBA and
Tiger Woods first round score at the 2016 Masters versus Emmanuel Sanders receiving yards. Which will be higher? Emmanuel Sanders, basically the main receiver now that at Demaryius Thomas isn't playing all that well for Denver.
To just Tiger's opening round score.
Tiger's opening round at the 2016 Masters versus Emmanuel Sanders receiving yards.
I'd have to go with Emmanuel on that.
The verdict is Sanders. This is a joke, right? Tiger almost definitely won't hit a shot at the 2016 Masters because he's injured. So even if Sanders has just one receiving yard,
he still wins. I wasn't even thinking about that.
I wonder if Tiger doesn't play.
A lot of times they'll say, you know, so and so must play for action on this bet.
Do you watch soccer?
Yes.
Cross sport props. What will be higher? Arsenal's total goals on February 7th, which is Sunday, or Peyton Manning touchdown passes? Arsenal is one of those English Premier League teams. They're playing Bournemouth, who's a smaller team, not that good.
I don't know anything about the Bournemouth. I know Arsenal's good. I would probably have to go with Peyton on that.
It says Arsenal. Arsenal will probably win 2-1, but against a smaller team like Bournemouth, could score 3 or 4. Can't really see Manning throwing more than 2 at the most touchdown passes.
Yeah, that's good logic.
That is a good one. What about the – there's another game that day. Montreal versus Carolina in the NHL game on the 7th. What will be higher, the total goals in the Montreal versus Carolina NHL game – or the total receptions by Greg Olsen?
Ooh, Montreal can score.
See, we're helping people win money here.
I think Greg Olsen, just because I think he's going to have a big game.
Olsen is averaging more than 7 catches a game so far this season, and 7 is the number this postseason. It'd require a high-scoring game between Montreal and Carolina, who are each averaging about 2 per game this season. So that's, there you go. Take the Greg Olsen there.
I like the Greg Olsen as the first player to score a touchdown, too.
Oh, really? Okay. What will be higher, DeMarcus Cousins' points and rebounds on February 7th versus Cam Newton's rushing yards? DeMarcus Cousins is averaging 27 points and 11 rebounds this season.
I'd have to go with DeMarcus.
They're playing the Celtics. He had only 16 points and 7 rebounds the last time they played. let's say Cousins gets 32-ish points. Cam has been held under 32 yards seven times this year. This says they like Denver's stout rush defense to keep Cam Newton.
Well, and I would think, of course, obviously all teams are trying to stop Cam Newton, but I would think that's a focal point of Denver is to stop his rushing ability. I would have to go with DeMarcus Cousins points and rebounds over the rushing total for Cam Newton.
What are the odds? The Carolina Panthers win the 2016 Super Bowl and the Golden State Warriors win the 16 NBA title.
What is it, like 3-1 or
2-1?
2-1.
That's not enough.
No, that's not enough. I wouldn't think.
Says here, yes, it's going to be a very good year for Steph Curry. They suggest the yes. I don't know. There's a long way to go in basketball.
Yeah, and
San Antonio, and
especially now that Cleveland's letting Kevin Love actually play a little bit. So
I'll ask you one more. Here's it's 20-1. Well, for Denver to win the Super Bowl, Peyton Manning retires, San Antonio wins the NBA, and Tim Duncan retires.
It's 20-1.
20-1. That's not high enough.
Not unless you just want to put a couple bucks on it or something.
Yeah. Put like 50 bucks. That'd be 50 bucks for 1,000.
That's a lot that's got to happen.
It's a lot. That's basically throwing away 50 bucks.
Yeah.
That's here's a good one. I'll ask you one more. This is a more political. Trump percentage of points in the New Hampshire primary versus the total points scored by the winning Super Bowl team.
I'd have to go with the winning Super Bowl team would have more points, even though Trump's got like a...
Trump's like, hovering in the high 30s right now.
That's what I
would
say. It's like 30 or 40 for Trump right now in New Hampshire. So
you're going to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I'd still go to the Super Bowl because that could tighten up for Trump.
There you go. Have we helped anybody, you think?
I just confused myself. I didn't help myself.
Hey, folks, have a great weekend. Enjoy the game. I know that Marty and I are both going to just have a heck of a time watching it. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to y'all on Monday.